It wearies me. You say it wearies you. But how I caught it, found it, or came by it, what stuff 'tis made of, whereof it is born, I am to learn. And such a want wit sadness makes of me that I have much ado to know myself.
Antonio, your mind is tossing on the ocean, there where your argosies with portly sail like signors and rich burghers on the flood, or, as it were, the pageants of the sea do overpeer the petty traffickers that curtsy to them, do them reverence, as they fly by them with their woven wings.
Believe me, sir, had I such venture forth, the better part of my affections would be with my hopes abroad. I should be still plucking the grass to know where sits the wind, peering in maps for ports and piers and roads, and every object that might make me fear misfortune to my ventures out of doubt would make me sad.
My wind cooling my broth would blow me to an ague when I thought what harm a wind too great at sea might do. I should not see the sandy hourglass run, but I should think of shallows and of flats, and see my wealthy Andrew docked in sand, veiling her high top lower than her ribs to kiss her burial. Should I go to church and see the holy edifice of stone, and not bethink me straight of dangerous rocks, which, touching but my gentle vessel's side, would scatter all her spices on the stream, enrobe the roaring waters with my silks, and in a word, but even now worth this, and now worth nothing? Shall I have the thought to think on this, and shall I lack the thought that such a thing bechanced would make me sad? But tell not me, I know Antonio is sad to think upon his merchandise.
Believe me, no. I thank my fortune for it. My ventures are not in one bottom trusted, nor to one place. Nor is my whole estate upon the fortune of this present year. Therefore, my merchandise makes me not sad.
Why, then you are in love.
Fie. Fie!
Not in love neither. Then let us say you were sad because you are not merry, and 'twere as easy for you to laugh and leap and say you were merry because you are not sad. Now, by two-headed Janus, nature hath framed strange fellows in her time, some that will evermore peep through their eyes and laugh like parrots at a bagpiper, and other of such vinegar aspect that they'll not show their teeth in way of smile, though Nestor swear the jest be laughable.
Ah, here comes Bassanio, your most noble kinsman, Graciano and Lorenzo. Fare ye well. We'll leave you now with better company.
I would have stayed till I had made you merry, if worthier friends had not prevented me.
Your worth is very dear in my regard. I take it your own business calls on you, and you embrace the occasion to depart.
Good morrow, my good lords.
Good signors both. When shall we laugh? Say when. You grow exceeding strange, must it be so?
We'll make our leisures to attend on yours.
My lord Bassanio, since you have found Antonio, we too will leave you. But at dinner time, I pray you have in mind where we must meet.
I will not fail you.
You look not well, Signor Antonio. You have too much respect upon the world. They lose it that do buy it with much care. Believe me, you are marvellously changed.
I hold the world but as the world, Graciano. A stage where every man must play a part, and mine a sad one.
But let me play the fool. With mirth and laughter let old wrinkles come, and let my liver rather heat with wine than my heart cool with mortifying groans. Why should a man, whose blood is warm within, sit like his grandsire cut in alabaster, sleep when he wakes, and creep into the jaundice by being peevish? I tell thee what, Antonio, I love thee, and it is my love that speaks. There are a sort of men whose visages do cream and mantle like a standing pond, and do a wilful stillness entertain with purpose to be dressed in an opinion of wisdom, gravity, profound conceit, as who should say, I am Sir Oracle, and when I open my lips, let no dog bark. Oh, my Antonio, I do know of these, that therefore only are reputed wise for saying nothing, when I am very sure if they should speak would almost damn those ears which hearing them would call their brothers fools. I'll tell thee more of this another time. But fish not with this melancholy bait for this fool gudgeon, this opinion. Come, good Lorenzo, fare ye well a while. I'll end my exhortation after dinner.
Well, we will leave you then till dinner time. I must be one of these same dumb wise men, for Graciano never lets me speak.
Well, keep me company but 2 years, Mo. They shall not know the sound of thine own tongue.
Farewell. I'll grow a talk.